You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Romelu Lukaku to score and Everton to win was 5-4, now 6-4. Everton to win and both teams to score was 11-5, now 5-2. And if you're looking at Swansea, Gylfi Sigurdsson to score, Swansea to win 1-0, 2-0 or 2-1, was 16-1. That's been enhanced to 20-1. And Tom, Swansea have now gone 10 league games without a win. And Bob Bradley, who only took over a month ago, is already under threat if the betting markets are to be believed here. The American is into 2-1 to be the next Premier League manager to lose his job. And Everton looking to bounce back from that 5-0 thumping at Stamford Bridge. How do you see this?
Well, Everton were awful. I mean, for all the people who talked about Chelsea were good in that game, Everton were so bad. And Swansea just keep making the same mistakes. I've watched them a few times the last few weeks. I quite like them. They score goals. I like watching them play, but they're so naive sometimes. They have no idea how to sort of handle a match. You know, against Stoke a few weeks ago on a Monday night, they left themselves so open on the counter-attack that Stoke didn't even have to work that hard to score the goals. And, you know, all's not well in the Everton camp, though, either. It's obviously a lot better than Swansea, but their recent run has not been good. They're dropping points. And Ronald Koeman must have so much confidence in himself, really, that he can come into a club like Everton and suggest that their star striker and best player, it deserves to basically play somewhere else or play somewhere better and bigger. And he's tipped the City rivals to win the title. I mean, they are risky comments to be making. But, you know, if you're Ronald Koeman, I suppose you can get away with saying it whatever you want. But ultimately, he's got to start backing it up with results because there's simmering, I think, around Goodison. You know, I've got a few friends that are Everton fans. And, you know, while by no means are they calling for a go or anything like that, there's just a bit of simmering tension because they feel that they've dropped. But they should be closer, you know, to Liverpool and to Chelsea because they've dropped stupid points. You know, they lost at Burnley. The stuffing at Chelsea, fair enough, but you know, draws at home against Crystal Palace, they got the point at Man City somehow. So I don't know. I think Everton will win this game simply because Swansea are so bad. So you know, for all my talk about Everton maybe having a few problems, they've got far, far too much for this Swansea side. And unless Bob Bradley's worked on something amazing over the international break and got some new game plan to go forward, again, I'll be looking at the handicap market here of Everton -1 at 7-5.
Tom mentioned there, Derek, that the Everton fans, some of them are simmering at the moment, but they're still seeing wins at Goodison, aren't they? They're unbeaten in their last 8 matches at home in the Premier League. They've won 5 and drawn 3 of those. I know they got stuffed against Chelsea, but this looks like an ideal opportunity for Everton to bounce back, Derek.
Well, yeah, if you had to pick the likeliest winner, you would say Everton. But would you want to back them at 1-2 or 6-10 as they are here? I'm not so sure. I mean, you're right about Koeman. He's talking like a manager who wants away, doesn't he? You know, saying that Lukaku should go to a bigger club and then saying that, you know, then tipping Liverpool for the title. I mean, he's about as popular at Goodison right now as I am.
Is that just Goodison, something, Derek?
Yeah. Something's not right there, Evan. I've been saying to Everton fans all week, you know, I love winding them up because I love Martinez when he was at Everton. You know, remember, I tipped him for the title when he finished about 19th, remember? and, you know, Everton, we're not going to win anything. But under Martinez, they played tremendous football. Now, they're not going to win anything this season, but they're playing shocking football. Where's the improvement? I'd rather have Martinez. It was the same when Roy Evans was manager of Liverpool. He got all kinds of stick. I think they only won one FA Cup or one League Cup while he was involved there. But they did now play some terrific football. And, you know, sometimes, you know, ask me, would I want a team playing terrific football and maybe come up short or suffer the stuff that Mourinho churns out and wins the league? I'd go for the former, you know. I honestly would, but maybe that's just me. Anyway, back to this game. Swansea are 4-1 on my bet here. They won at Everton last season. The international break has come at a fantastic time for them because although they've been losing all these games, their performances have probably been a little bit better than the results imply. It's given Bradley the international break 2 weeks. He hasn't been at the club long enough. Giving them 2 weeks to, you know, to work with the squad, that's got to help. Whereas Everton, on the back of a 5-0 pasting at Chelsea, have been probably itching. They didn't want this international break. They needed another game to get it out of their system. I think everything's in Swansea's favour here, and I'm going to have a go at them here at 4-1. They're going to get a win soon because they're a better side than their league position implies. And I think at 4-1, I think Everton are there for the taking right now.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week.
on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.